quiet week for Brenton Strange, and for Brenton Strange, that is the good version. The only news he made was with a microphone. At Thursday's media availability, he praised Chris Rodriguez Jr. He's going to get downhill and he's going to run somebody over. C-Rod does that, so he's a special guy. Per John Oser's Day, 13rap@jaguars.com, and the team posted videos of him discussing his leadership role and his contract extension, which we can cite only by their titles. Since most listeners never heard the June preview, here is the case in brief. Jacksonville extended Strange in late June, 3 years, up to $48 million with 25 guaranteed. After 12 games in which he caught 46 of 60 targets at a 77% catch rate. We said his profile is the kind that carries forward. Tight end target volume is among the most repeatable things in football. His has climbed 3 straight years to 5 a game, and there was no scoring luck to give back. The one question the contract could not buy was availability. He has never played a full season, and last year ended 5 games early with a hip and quad injury. That is why a week of nothing is a week of something. No injury items, no missed practice notes, no mention in Saturday's game coverage. Hunter Long caught the tight end touchdown in the comeback win, while Jacksonville rested its veterans, who got their work in Thursday's joint practice instead. Every healthy August week is the availability question being answered the only way it can be, 1 week at a time. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The ascending role, the locked-in room, and the durability question all sit exactly where June left them. And for a player whose risk is medical, no news is mild good news. Next week, watch for Strange's name in the target reports from the closing camp practices and whether he draws red zone work when the starters take their first game snaps. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.